But artists, we never talk about the artists. You know, they're nice to watch when you go to the wine farm and you have your glass of this, that, and the other thing. Nice when you go to clubs and pubs and you hear them. But what are they doing at the moment? And that is the big question. We need to be mindful of these very people who, by the way, give their time for free. Don't charge when it comes to benefit concerts to raise money for other people as well. So, Martin Myers, I would say a good morning, but it's a challenging morning for many. Good having you on the show.
Thank you, Kino. It is a good morning. It's always a good morning. We're alive. A lot of us are healthy. A lot of us are pushing forward. Mm. And I think it's vital that a station like yourselves changes behavior, influences change. And I'm delighted we're having this conversation this morning. I made a call last week with your colleague, Pippa Hudson, who's picked up the gauntlet and run with it tremendously well. Yep. And your station is a leader in the Western Cape, where we called for, and Music Exchange has been running for 10 years. It's about teaching the artists about the business of music. Mm. So to go back to Pippa, we made a call to her and asked her about what about doing interviews for artists who have lost work. Working artists, not legacy artists who are not performing anymore, say, for example, like Ballyhoo or Evoid, who perhaps coming back later in the year, or Bright Blue, but people like a Kyle Shepherd, a Heinrich Franz, an RJ Benjamin, a Tony Cox. And she has run with that. So every Monday, Tuesday and Thursday, there's interviews at 10 to 3. She's just done Tony Cox this week. She's done... and she's going to be doing Kyle Shepherd on Thursday.
Yeah.
You're a leader. You're a thought leader. You know, you have a lot of followers on Twitter and everything else.
Yeah.
How about creating a playlist on Spotify or Deezer or Apple Music of South African artists who you like and start circulating that on Facebook and say, guys, here are 50 artists or 50 songs that I like. I've done that. Let's start circulating that within the community. Let's look at radio stations. Let's look at a station like yourself. Why don't you?
You know why I like you? Hold on. You know why I like you?
Why?
Because you're all heart, right? You've got a great mind and you're all heart. And I like what you just suggested. I'll do it. And I'll go one further. What we'll do is we'll spin some of those South African artists on this particular show.
Absolutely amazing.
We have to. I just, this is it about collective intelligence. We as talk show hosts and producers and program managers and you name it, we don't hold, we don't have all the answers. And we need people like you immersed in the industries that you are, Martin, to, light a little bit of a fire. Give us a little bit of a kick up the pants. So as of today, I'm going to ask my team to... just play some of those popular South Africans that we really, really like, the ones that we all... And I think not just... this shouldn't be a Kino thing or a Jeremy thing or a Martin thing. This should be a listener thing. So maybe I'd ask you...
This is a South African thing. Yeah. You're keeping the money in South Africa because all of a sudden you're going, oh, my heavens, I didn't realize Kyle Shepherd was this good, or I didn't know about RJ Benjamin, or I knew a bit more about Sipho Mabuse as opposed to Burnout. Wow, when he performs again, I'm going to go. There we are changing the mindset because this is happening all over the world, and we really need to keep the money within the economy here because it's not going to be business as normal when this ends.
Yeah. And this needs to move out of – and I mean, you're speaking from this from a music and entertainment perspective because that's where you play, right? That is you, who you are and your DNA. But if we took that thought and we expanded that to – everything else around us. I was saying to someone yesterday, these people who have plumbing businesses, who do really, really good work, and maybe are only allowed to advertise on a Facebook on a Monday, we should create a platform where communities go, hey, these are the people in our own communities that we're going to use. We're going to be spending money with small businesses in our own communities to help grow an economy. They will offer you good service. And imagine we do that from one neighborhood to another and we network it together. All of a sudden, you've got this huge database of people who can add phenomenal value to your life.
Absolutely. You know, I think there are a number of positives, and I'm delighted that we are chatting today. Minister Naidoo and Tetwa, there's been a tremendous amount of pressure put on him because artists are not small and medium enterprises. Mm. They are individuals. Yes, they may form a band, but they're individuals. You know, Sipho Hotsticks Mabuse has 9 members in his band, but they're individuals. Everybody's lost money across the value chain. Naidoo and Tetwa is going to be talking to the sector specifically. The Trade Union for Musicians of South Africa, TUMSA, has put together a very, very strongly worded statement and forwarded that on to the minister. Gabby LaRue is doing sterling work in that regard, putting pressure on the minister. And now I think it's time to put pressure on our consciousness as South Africans. Let's celebrate South African music. Let's celebrate Abdullah Ibrahim. Look at Dr. Trevor Jones, who you've met. It was his birthday the other day, two days ago. Very little was mentioned across radio. If you want to get out movies and you don't know what to do, go and get out Last of the Mohicans, Notting Hill, Mississippi Burning in the Name of the Father. The music was composed by a South African gentleman who was born in District 6. And if you've got nothing to do, type in Carte Blanche Trevor Jones and have a look at that.
Video. No, indeed.
Now may I turn to another point across the value chain. When we go out to these outlets and pubs and everything else, this 300% markup on liquor also needs to stop, because that is extortion of the highest order. Yep. Yes, I know restaurants need to make money and make a profit, but how much profit?
Don't worry, we've got a great relationship with the Competition Commission and Consumer Commission, and one of the things we are going to do through this period is if anybody knows of extortionary pricing, they need to let us know about it. I'd love to see some business owners go to jail. Some of them are a bunch of sharks, and we need to take them by the scruff of the neck.
You know, but what delights me so much about the beginning of the conversation is that you are going to actively now play South African music at the beginning of your show, at the end of your show, and support that. And that also needs to happen for comedians, for painters, for writers. There's a poet, Sipho Kazi Jonas, who's put out a whole online idea. Send poems in with all your social media details and everything else, and she's going to publish it online. Maybe it gets picked up by someone. This is an inordinate time for creativity, because some of the best creativity in the world comes out when there's triumph or there's tragedy. And we have tragedy at the moment now. Let's get creative and let's start looking at when this does turn and the national government and the World Health Organization give the all clear that we can go back to the new normal, which is going to be very, very different. How do we harness that? What do we do? Do we continue doing online teaching? Data prices have come down, so there's an opportunity there for artists. But if artists start sharing and working on a collective spirit, not so much me, but about we, as a collective, working as a collective, things can happen. And radio has a vital role to play in this, and you guys are leading the way.
Absolutely. But we also, you've got artists like Ernestine Dean, who I've got a lot of time for. She was on our show not too long ago. They're using platforms like Patreon, for example, for sustainability as well. There are also lots of other platforms that artists can use. And I think it's, finding the collective solutions. It's not just one thing. And radio plays an important role, yes, but there are other things that we can do as well to support those particular artists. So, Martin, as always, I want to thank you very much for making those suggestions. I think that they are perfect. We'll be playing some local artists. I think it's important to support the local industry. And as always, you make wonderful suggestions, and it's been great.
I look forward to seeing your Spotify or Deezer or iTunes.
Spotify. I'm on Spotify.
Well, share it away, please. Please do, so we can all share and listen and see what's in the mind of Tino Cummings, and get all the presenters to do it on Cape Talk. Let's start a movement.
There we go. Martin Myers, publicist and founder of Music Exchange.